Yes, again, when you know the Shiloh, what's the right that a minchas kli halach is mekadish, a dodi yovish, aye, mincha is also lach? So, we're interested now, you say another teretz could be that mincha legabe dam, ki yovish dam ye, that this mizrak is a kli that's aimed to be mekabel dam in it. So, negay, it's a blood which is real liquid, a mincha, even though it has some shem mixed into it, it's still called ki yovish. So, therefore, you have a raya that a kli halach could be mekadish, a kli halach could be mekadish, a dover yovish. Shavuot Gemara says, goof for what we said before, Omer Rabbi Elazar, mincha shekomtza behechal kshayra. A mincha that was brought into the hechal, into the kodesh, and the kohen made the commit to the eskasha. What's the proof? Shekein matzina besilat bezichin. Because every Shabbos, the commits of the lechem aponim is taken off the bezichin, and that's done in the hechal by the shulchan. So you see, it's kasha who had in a regular mincha also. Most of Rabbi Yim, he asked the question, most of Rabbi Yim, it says, Bekomatz Mishom, the Yechain has to make the Kemitzah from over there, so we dashin, Mimokim Sharagli Azar Ondois, in the place where the Zar could still stand. Rashi says, that means, Achas Asorama, Bechnithas Hazor Bemizrach, Mokim Drisas Yisrael, in the place of the Ezras Yisrael, where the Yisrael could still stand. So, Amo, what do you see? Azor Abinu, you have to make the Kemitzah in the Azor, and not in the Hechel. Ben Beseira says, Mina yin shinkamas bismil. How do we know if the Kohen made a kmitzah with his left hand? So even though it's possible the din is sheyachsam, let him throw the kmitzah back into the mincha, the yikmetz bimina, do it over again. Talmudim, the pasuk says, v'komatz mishom hidashins, mimokim shekomatz kvar. Like you can take out a second time a kmitzah, even though you already took once a kmitzah, you do it a second time. V'akoponim, according to Rabbi the Tanakamo, the kmitzah has to be done in the Ezras Yisrael. Sumar says, Ika Diyamri, who Moisilva, who Mafarakli. He asked the question and he answered it. And Ika Diyamri, some say, Omle Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yim, Rabbi Tachlipa. That as Sabloch, I'll give you a story like this. Lenitzuch el-Lahachshir, es kol ha-Zor kula. That's all it means to say. This pasuk is just teaching us that you could make a kmitzah any place in the Azara. Not that it's the kuvah, it has to be in those first 11 amis in the Ezras Yisrael. Avad huwa, then if you do it in the Hechel also it's kosher. Just teaching you that you don't only need Ezras Noshim, but even Ezras Yisrael is also kosher. Shloi Taimu did not say, Ho yil vi oyla kodesh kodoshim. A korban oyla is kodesh kodoshim. O mincha is kodesh kodoshim. If so, maybe ma oyla tunet sofen, just like oyla has to do on sofen, af mincha tunet sofen, maybe it needs tafka sofen. So, Nemar says, no, I ma oyla sheken kolu, on oyla the whole thing is burnt, so learn from a chattis, the whole thing is not burnt. I ma la chattis sheken mechaper, so it comes from a kaporo, achai bekrisus, and I've already did a chet, achai bekrisus, so me yoshim, learn it out from a korban oshim. I ma la yoshim sheken mini domim, that it's a parash of zrikas dam, so maybe only zrikas dam needs a kodesh kodoshim, and not a mincha, and nikula nami sheken mini domim, you can't learn out that also only damim needs tzofa, needs the azara. But maybe a mincha could be done any place. So what do we need a pasuk for? And the rather as far as like this. Itzrich, still I need a special pasuk to be mad to you that you can make the kmitzah any place in the azara. Because without the special pasuk, salkot adachamina, I would have thought to say, salkot adachamina. Hoy luksir, since the pasuk says, v'ikriva el ha-koyin, v'higish el ha-mizbeach, v'kometz, he's supposed to make hakrov. You have to bring the mincha closer to the kohen, and the kohen brings it to the mizbeach. So ma hagosha bekeren dreimus marovis. Just like the hagosha, you have to first bring the mincha to the side of the mizbeach, to the dreimus marovis, the southwest side. Maybe of kmitza nami bekeren dreimus marovis. Maybe the kmitza of every mincha has to have to be done in the yazor, right near the mizbeach, on the west south side. It's kamash v'lon. That's the posik mimokim shragli azarondos. That you can make the kmitza any place in the Azara. But it doesn't mean the bedavka has to be there. And if not, the din is kosher, even if it would be done in the Hechel. Gufa, what we say before, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Shlomim sheshochtim behechel, ksherim. A carbon shlom that has a shchita done in the Hechel is kosher. Shinem and Apostolic says, Veshochat to Pesach oyomoyed, you have to shecht it, a carbon shlom and the Pesach oyomoyed. And therefore the svar is, Veloye tofu chamamanika. That Madach in the Azor is kosher, a tofu, for sure in the Azor, in the Hechel itself, for sure it's kosher. or this Meisve, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Rami, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Rami says, Minayin Shem Hekif or Evdi Kechavim, Es Hazor, I don't know if the Goyim were Makif, wanted to have Mechama against the Yidin, and they didn't let the Kahanim, Veina Kahanim Rashi Yochol Echol Biazoro, they can't eat them the Azoro. So how do we, again, Minayin Shem Hekif or Evdi Kechavim, Es Hazor, if the Goyim came to have Mechama and capture around the Azoro. So the Kahanim cannot eat the meat on the Azoro. So how do we know Shekhanim Nechnosim Heichol? That the Kahanim are allowed to come into the Heichol. We Oichlim the Kodesh Kedoshim. They could eat there the Kodesh Kedoshim, Meshurim and Ochis. How do we know this? Rashi says, in the Chiddush is, Lo Yamina, I do not say, the lifts Lo Kodesh Machi Tziya, the Yotzim Yazor Heichol. I do not say there's a Psulia by bringing the Kodesh the Bosor from the Azor into the Heichol. How do I know this? Talmud, the Pasuk says, Ba Kodesh HaKadoshim Techlenu, that you can eat it, Ba Kodesh HaKadoshim Mashma, even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim mostly you can eat it. So the question is, for Lomulikro, what do I need a Pasuk for? Lema, why don't I say, B'chotz HaRoyim Ma'idichlu Ma'idichlu eat the Kodeshim in the Azor itself, so Pshita in the Heichol, for Lo Yetof HaKham Menikro. So why don't I have to have Exeas HaKosov for Pshita, if you hold your swore that Lo Yetof is Chama Menikro? Tzmur says, Avoid the Yadam, Oved b'makam Rabbi Amrinam. But in Avoid, that a person is Oved b'makam Rabbi, you do say, Shlo Yetov Chavam Nikra, let him do the Avoid over there, in Echnami, to make the Kemitze he could do, that's a Svara. On Avoid, you could do b'makam Rabbi. But I tell you, Achila, Sheinod the b'makam Rabbi, it's not my teeth to eat in the same place should be Rabbi. So therefore, time with the cost of Kuroh. But for my cost of crow without the pasuk, I would not say lo yetav chom minikolam rinon. I would not say over here lo yetav chom minikam. True, you let eat the basa kachin kadoshim. You let eat it in the azara, but that's all. But I would have thought to say in the heichal you not let eat it, even though you have your svara, but it's only a svara for the avoda. It's not a svara for the achila. The achila the svara is you should not eat the mokam rabbi. All right, we'll stop here.